Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey!
Well, hey!
Hey, this is Mike Vizzelli and Lonnie the Theater Lady. Gents. Okay.
And all right.
No, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. Yes. We're down here at the Berg Vivant Bar, and we're going to tell you all about... Well, we're not going to tell you all about, but we're going to tell you a little bit about Underneath the Lintel that we saw at the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater on Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh.
It was in that space.
In that space, but it was a 12 Piers production.
Right.
At the Pittsburgh Playwrights. And Underneath the Lintel, the show was a one-man show starring Randy Kovitz, who also co-directed with Cameron Knight. So you want to tell us a little bit about the show?
Well,
it's hard to tell a little bit about this show.
Yeah, well, you can only tell a little bit, because if you tell too much, we were talking about it, it's really an enigma.
It's Rubik's Cube.
And you have to...
Just really, everything fits together so tightly.
It starts out when a librarian...
Yes.
...finds in the drop-off box a book that I believe was 113 years overdue.
Yes, it was.
A travel tour book.
The dues on that thing must have been ridiculous.
And he wanted to know who had checked out that book.
Right.
And that's basically his whole... investigation of who took out this book, and following clues, and he presented on paper, he presented things with tags, evidence number.
It leads him down a very serpentine, labyrinthine pathway to mystery and excitement. But I can't say more.
No, he comes to a conclusion.
Spoiler, sweetie.
He comes to a conclusion, which is really interesting, and then he lets the audience... The playwright lets the audience come to a conclusion on their own, too, which I thought was good. I don't think that's a spoiler, do you?
Okay.
That we got to draw a conclusion?
Well, we do get to draw. Everybody draws a conclusion of what they think of something.
But at the end,
yeah,
we kind of agreed what our similar conclusion.
Love to hear what you guys think, but you're not there. We're here now,
and
that would be weird.
Not only was it brilliantly written.
Glenn Berger, our playwright.
And reading through the playbill, he has won awards for, off the top of my head, I think there are 8 different plays that have won different awards.
And it's like, and the weird thing is he does like children's shows, like Arthur and Arthur's, he rabbit with glasses? I don't know. An aardvark?
I don't know. I thought he was a mouse. Aardvark.
A mouse?
I don't know what he is. I'm not a kid anymore. But anyway.
Just at heart.
He was so thoughtful.
And oh, it's very...
So intriguing and so intricate. And it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Right. And you just get drawn in more and more and more. And I think this played on Broadway, off-Broadway, I'm sorry, for 450 performances. And I can see why.
Because I kind of want to see it
fabulous.
Again. Because you see it, and then you get to know this big secret that we're not telling you. And then you kind of want to go back, and now that you know the secret, you want to go back and go, oh, let's see how this comes together. Does this match with this set?
Right. Oh, because right. He's giving us evidences and identifying them, evidence number so-and-so. But right. At the same time,
evidence of a mystery.
We can pick up on evidence that he doesn't even point out right. as being evidence. But I think we need to talk about the fantastic performance of Randy Kovacs.
Yeah, it is hard to... But it's hard to keep someone for 90 minutes. He talked for 90 minutes, and it's just him. There's not even nary a sound effect, I don't think. Well, there's a little bit of a what do you call it? Slide presentation.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Very minor. But 90 minutes he spoke, and it was enthralling. An enthralling performance. He really kept you engaged. And it was compelling, and you're right there with the character of the librarian, played by Randy. He did a phenomenal job.
I think what amazed me about his performance so much is that he was really, his character was really very quirky, kind of eccentric, but so likable.
We do like eccentrics, don't we?
Yeah. But he was that character.
He was. He completely embodied the character of the librarian. He really did. And that was one of the... I don't know how many actors could pull this off. That's a challenge to you actors out there.
I actually said something to him about that after the show. Or he overheard me when I was saying, "Wow, how could you ever find somebody else to play that role?" Because mm-hmm. he just embodied that role. And he said, "Well, it's been performed, I think, you know,
450 times off Broadway.
In 55 countries.
Oh, 55 countries.
He said, so they don't really seem to have trouble finding somebody, but I can't believe anybody could have done it any better than he did.
Yes.
At all.
Phenomenal performance. Randy was also a guest here on Berg Vivant.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I'll have to check out his interview. I mean, our viewers. Yeah, I've already checked it out.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that would be in the vault.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of what's emphasized in the Berg Vivant review is that he's do you call it a fight choreographer?
Yes, and I just saw something he did the fight for. What the heck was that? Oh, Company.
Oh,
okay. He does the fight scene in Company, which is a good scene in Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fun little thing, throwing people over their shoulder and stuff. But yeah, fight choreographer?
I'm not sure if that's the term, but we know what
guy
it means.
Guy that makes the fight look real.
That's right.
That's what they call him. Yeah, I know that. That's for a fact. The guy that makes the fight look real. Mm-hmm. that's it. Yeah. So.
But I was really moved by his performance, not so much because the role itself was moving, but I was moved at the tremendous talent that he has. And anytime I'm in the presence of that kind of phenomenal acting, it really touches me and it moves me, and I get almost quivery because it's such an honor. Not like that. Oh. It's such an honor to be in the presence of someone, a human being with that much talent.
Talent, presence, charisma. Charisma. What the hell? Charisma. Everything. He just, it really exuded the charisma, and it's a fantastic performance. I was thrilled.
Of a brilliantly written play.
I want to see it again, and I never say that because we see a lot of theater, and I never say I want to go see again, but I want to see this one again. It was really good. This is a Pittsburgh Playwrights, which is on Liberty Avenue up a steep and narrow stairway, but it was a really good thing. 12 Peers put it on, Vince and Sarah and Randy also co-produced with them.
Did we mention the director?
Dirk Cameron Knight.
You said her name before?
Him.
His name, Cam. I'm sorry.
It's not like Cameron Diaz.
No. That's who I thought of.
Yeah,
right
no.
Away.
Cameron Knight's a boy.
I bet he's a man.
A man, yes. Yes, big strapping one, actually. So, saw him in a play, too. Quantum did a show with him.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So, anyway... yes, underneath the lintel. Not lentil. Not yentl. Lintel.
That's like a friend of mine. I was telling her how wonderful this was. She needed to go see it. She was saying, I'm trying to picture what that would be about. I mean, what role did lentils play in this whole story?
It was the substitute meat of the story. It's Lentil Loaf, the musical. No. lentil, it's like the door jamb underneath the door frame.
Yeah. Yes. Which I wasn't familiar with that term.
Nor I. And now we know. And pretty soon you'll know too. Go see it. You won't be sorry.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.